What's up, everybody? Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith, sitting here with David and Spencer. What's up, my guys?
I'm Spencer. That's me.
No, I'm Spencer.
No, I'm Spencer.
Well, now I'm confused.
One of us is an imposter.
That's me.
Yes, that is you.
I didn't even get invited to that game last week.
Yeah, neither of us did.
No, we decided to bail on you douchebags and you have our own game. That was actually fun.
It was like, fuck David, fuck Spencer. I'm Keith, I have a mustache or something, I don't know.
I saw you guys on and I was like, oh good, we're going to have a full game so they can, if they can join, we'll get a full game. And then like Lauren's entire family ended up playing with us. Like it was actually pretty cool. We had a good time at that. I mean, I guess I'll start out with that because like it really made me want to get multiple games together and try and do some sort of tournament or something just for fun. Nothing like try hard, but give out prizes for like best and worst imposters, best and worst crewmates. So just keep track of like how many tasks you do, how many kills you get, how many imposters you vote out, stuff like that. I think it could be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun to try to set up.
Yeah, that's up on my list. I kind of want to do it since we're going to definitely have to be remote for the holidays. You know, nothing's getting any better. In fact, it's getting way, way worse. So
might make some people a little bit too competitive. Like when we started tracking statistics with beer pong.
Yeah, I'm not planning on having like a weekly game of Among Us. Like we're gonna.
No man, it needs to be a tournament, and I'm gonna be number one.
Well, you're not even invited. I thought we established that you and Spencer suck ass and don't get to play anymore. That being said,
way before Among Us ever came out.
That being said, Laura and Mystic and the girls are all invited, just not you guys.
Fuck us in particular.
But yeah, with the remote holidays, I think this will be a cool way to get like a Friendsgiving together. You know, Lauren, my wife, really enjoys doing stuff like that. And without being able to gather, at least we can maybe do something virtually. That would be pretty fun. So we'll something see about together. Doing that.
Definitely.
In 10-person pod groups.
Yeah, and if you're listening and you need a group to play Among Us with, come join our Discord. Check us out. We could be fun, or we might be assholes to you. I don't know. I'm assholes to these guys. You may be no different.
But like, maybe it comes from a place of tolerance, not love. Maybe, per se.
Acceptance.
Maybe that's their kink.
Hey.
Hey.
We don't kink shame here at Three Guys One Up.
No.
No.
If you like to be treated, you know, we'll be assholes to you if that's your thing.
Yeah, I'll poop on you.
Literally and figuratively. Your call.
All right, moving on.
Good idea.
I wanted to talk a bit about, since last week we talked all about, or not all about, but mostly about the Xbox launch. Let's talk about some of the PS5 launch and what's been going on with that. So I'll start out by saying I think the Xbox is the better machine. I think they probably had a better digital launch. I know PS5 was a shitstorm, so was Xbox, but less of. And all that being said, I will probably end up buying an Xbox if I buy either one of these machines first. But I gotta say, I think PS5 has the better launch, solely on launch titles. You know, we were saying how well Xbox was doing about acquiring all these exclusives and stuff, and it's boiling down to they're going to be ahead. But right now, as of both systems being launched, there's not a single game that Xbox has other than Forza, games that you could only that you could play on the Xbox One that are now better on your Series X. They don't have a single game that is exclusive only to Xbox, whereas PlayStation They're grabbing people with Miles Morales. They're grabbing people with Demon Souls. Godfall is on PC and PS5, but for those people that are wanting to play that, that don't have a PC, they're getting a PS5. So
let's jump in for a second.
Godfall
is getting terrible reviews.
It is. And I'm glad I didn't actually hop in on it. I've watched a decent amount of it, and it looks really good. The biggest issue is I didn't realize I was watching Lyric play on the hardest difficulty there was, and he was just walking through it. It is probably one of the easiest Souls-like games that I've seen. I mean, he was trying to make it hard on himself, and he couldn't. It was sad to watch. Yeah, it is getting bad reviews.
And it's a $70 launch title.
Yeah.
It is a AAA game for $70, and it's apparently just not worth it.
Which sucks. I thought it looked really good, and it still aesthetically it does, but I guess the gameplay is just lacking entirely. So that sucks, but on the very opposite end of that, Demon's Souls is fucking amazing. It is getting rave reviews as probably one of the best console games that is going to hit this season, especially. You know, we have Valhalla and Watch Dogs Legion that just came out. Those are kind of like starting next gen games, and I guess Demon's Souls is just blowing it out of the water in gameplay and look. You know, I was watching some streams of it, and it is probably one of the most stunning, gorgeous settings in video games. It is just fucking flawless. So where Godfall is failing, Demon's Souls is shining. I think Miles Morales is kind of stuck somewhere in between. You know, it's about a 10-hour campaign, and for some people that's really good, so they could get back to swinging around the city and just doing what they want that way, because it can be a lot of fun to just sandbox that game. And for some people, they want more out of it. I got to assume there's going to be a DLC or something down the road, but I don't really know how these Spider-Man games go. So that one's getting kind of mixed reviews. Demon's Souls way on the up, Godfall's way on the down. But like I'm saying, there's not anything for the Microsoft players, the Xbox players, to be buying their day one Xbox for right this minute. And I think that's where it kind of fell behind on launch, where there are your PS5 fanboys that they're getting their exclusives right away, and the Xbox fanboys are not.
Well, I mean, that was kind of on purpose. Like, there was never any doubt about that. Like, Xbox came out and said that we're trying to create this platform rather than, oh, this is the next generation. They're trying to make Xbox into this continuous service rather than, you know, discrete generations.
Definitely.
They even said, like, we're not planning on having a game that will only run on these new consoles for at least 2 years. Like, they said that months ago.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying they went back on their word or anything like that. All I'm saying is, outwardly, for people just having to buy the system right now, PlayStation is grabbing those people. We don't have sales numbers yet, but in this Forbes article that I have up right here, PS5 appears to be about 2 to 3 times more talked about and interested in than the Xbox right now, which we don't really, that might mean nothing. It might just be a bunch of mouths flapping and nobody actually making purchases. So until we see sales coming up, we won't really know who's winning the console war. And for me personally, I don't really give a shit. Like, The console wars are a non-issue to me. I video game's a video game. Play on whatever you want to play on and enjoy yourself. But for these companies, it's a really big deal, especially as to what they do for their next round of beefed up systems. So,
and the interesting thing is that even Microsoft is, I mean, everything they're doing is trying to change the way we think about it, right? So Phil Spencer, the Xbox head, has said that they're not going to be releasing console sales numbers anymore. Because,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're not going to talk about them. What they are going to talk about is Game Pass subscribers.
That's great.
How many, you know, repeat, you know, people who have continued to keep their Game Pass subscription going, and, you know, concurrent users on their platforms, because they're trying to take this and say, again, it's not a console, it's an ecosystem, right? So you can play xCloud, you can, you know, stream it to your phone and Bluetooth your controller to your phone and play that way if you want, or, you know, PC or on the consoles or whatever. But they're trying to make it different overall, like completely from what PlayStation is doing, which is that same tried and true model.
Well, yeah. I think it's a smart idea. You know, they're trying to differentiate themselves from the PC market, which is just, you know, console's never going to be PC. And that's always the joke, the meme. And so they're trying to make it its very own thing. It's integrate it with PC to a degree, but make Xbox, you know, make it not comparable to a PC, make it something else.
For sure. And I think that's a great idea. I think it's a smart business move, but I don't know if it's grabbing them sales right now. I mean, we know both these consoles are being sold out the ass. It's a holiday season, an indoor holiday season where a lot of people aren't going out. I mean, this is a hot commodity, just gaming in general. Talk about like all the new PC components, they're going to be selling out the ass too. So,
and that's
really,
that's,
I don't think anybody's missing out on sales. So it's really cool for them to be thinking kind of outside the box. And it comes down even to their like social media management. You know, I follow Xbox, and whoever is running that account on Twitter is actually really cool. He congratulated PlayStation on a super successful launch. He's constantly making posts about whether you buy our console, their console, a Nintendo, you play on your phone, it doesn't matter. Just play video games and enjoy yourself. And I really like that message. And I think Xbox is and Microsoft are leaning on that. And we'll see what the future holds for them in that regard, because like you said, PS5 is playing the same games they've been playing for what, 20 years now.
Right. I mean, the other thing to think about is even if we do wind up with sales numbers at some point soon, it doesn't matter, because until stock stabilizes and you can find them on the shelf, they don't mean anything.
Yeah, they're selling whatever number they have.
Right. That's, you know, both companies. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I can't even call it a war anymore because of what Xbox and Microsoft are doing with it. It's an interesting situation with gaming these days, and I hope they do become more integrated. I hope they become more collaborative and cooperative, you know. A lot more cross-platform games are coming out, and that just goes to show that that's the market. We have to be cooperative and collaborative to continue with the gaming community. I'm sick of the fanboys saying your shit sucks just because of, I don't know, it's lesser Blu-ray capabilities or whatever. It's, I don't know. I've never understood that fight between consoles. Their hardware specs are so minimally different that it's like, what it's the fuck ever.
Deal. Yeah. It's just fucking fanboying, and it's trying to read through.
But yeah. Speaking of Xbox and playing on it, I know you've been playing some more Assassin's Creed probably, and some Cold War as well. You actually picked that up on launch day. I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. I know you're not a Zombies fan. If you've played Zombies, if you've played, you're just getting down on the multiplayer. You're doing campaign. What's your jam in the Call of Duty Cold War?
So I'm probably 8-ish hours into the campaign. I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. It's like a direct continuation of the Black Ops 1 campaign.
Okay.
Because it takes place in the early 80s, like pretty much right after Black Ops 1, during, you know, that Vietnam era.
Yeah.
So the campaign's a lot of fun. It really showcases what the, you know, the new console can do. It looks amazing.
I've seen incredible things out of the Xbox so far.
The ray tracing just makes everything gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And then I put in a fair few hours so far into multiplayer. Not a whole lot, but I think I'm around level 13, 14, something like that. Okay, so only a little bit so far, but I'm getting there. And the multiplayer is also a ton of fun so far. I have not been a huge fan of the multiplayers over the past 6 years or so in the Call of Duty titles. I haven't put anywhere near as much time into any of them since Black Ops 1. David and I played a shitload of that. And honestly, this is the closest feel to the original Black Ops multiplayer that I've found so far in any Call of Duty title. World War II was fun. I really enjoyed playing that one. But everything in between has just not been great. But Cold War is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Even around the streaming community, though, I'm noticing not a lot of people jumping on the Cold War. Actually, I think it was on Twitter, Assassin's Creed shared that Valhalla has, for the first time, like ever, has outsold the new Call of Duty title so far. Usually when a new Call of Duty comes out, it beats everybody. And Valhalla actually beat it out this time. So kind of goes to show what's going on in the Call of Duty community. It's kind of falling off a little bit. You know, Warzone is taking a lot of those players and solidifying them into this game. And I think they're going to integrate a lot of what Cold War and what's the modern Modern Warfare.
Warzone itself.
Yeah. So I think they're going to integrate
I can launch Warzone from within Cold War.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do something Battle Royale-ish with Cold War as well that'll probably have the same free-to-play. So there's going to be a lot going on and developing with that, but the initial release was quite a bit slower than what Call of Duty usually sees, which is interesting. I've noticed in the streaming community, a lot fewer of the streamers jumping on day one. You know, there's a lot going on right now in gaming. So most of them are saying it's like, yeah, I'm getting around to it, but Cold War is not high up on my list compared to I've got to get through Miles Morales and it's a 10-hour campaign and I'm setting 10 hours aside in my stream so I could get that done. I could get through the giant game of Valhalla. There's a lot of big stuff to do. And I think in the streaming community anyway, Cold War's kind of taken the back seat.
Yeah.
What about you, David? Are you planning on picking up Cold War? I know you're usually a pretty big COD fan, but you fell out of Modern Warfare fairly quickly.
I think Spencer's really angling for me to pick that up, but I'll see if I can make it happen.
Yeah, I'm still on the hard pass side of it, just for me personally. And if I do get it, I'll pick it up on PC. That's just how I like to play first-person shooters.
We still got cross-play, so it doesn't really matter where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know Dragon was saying in Discord earlier that this new Call of Duty allows you to use
mouse and keyboard
on Xbox. So does Modern Warfare, just so everybody knows. That started with this most recent, with Warzone and Modern Warfare, because they just made like a specific keyboard and mouse for Microsoft, made it for Xbox. So there are certain games out there that allow you to do that. I know Overwatch is one of the big ones that does not. They will not let you use mouse and keyboard, but a lot of these first-person shooters are giving you options in your controller nowadays, which is pretty great. Like we're getting closer and closer to just integrating everybody together, which is what we got to do.
Are people noticing like a big skill difference between the two input methods?
I think in your general gameplay, no. I think once you get to high-end, high-level gameplay, you can. But at the same time, you know, I'll go back to streams I watch. I watch Tim the Tatman every now and again if I catch him on the weekdays. He streams on weekdays. And he plays a lot of Call of Duty these days and some Valorant and stuff, a lot of first-person shooters. When he's playing Call of Duty, he plays with people on both mouse and keyboard and controller. I watch Skump a lot. Seth is a professional Call of Duty player, and he plays on a PS4 controller, probably now a PS5 controller, I don't know. But they're moving the whole league onto PC. I think they have to play on controller, so your professionals are playing on controller, but now they're moving the system to PC, probably to later on integrate controllers as well. I think the biggest difference with these games compared to earlier generation games is they've really dialed in the auto aim on controller to be so good that your average player isn't going to notice that much difference between your controller player and your mouse and keyboard player. As long as you're comfortable on your controller, you should be able to compete with each other. When you're seeing the high level guys, you definitely notice them utilizing that auto aim a lot more. I watched Seth, and Skump doesn't miss. That guy just lasers people from across the map. And I can watch people on PC do it as well, and they're really good, but they're a lot better with like quick twitch stuff, like your snipes, being able to like scope in and snipe real quick, because what a mouse gives you is that more precise fine tune, whereas Skump can use auto aim to laser in all 40 rounds out of his mag. So at high level play, it's definitely different. But if for you and me, if you're playing on a controller and I'm playing on a mouse and keyboard, if as long as we're similar in our level of play, we're not going to notice much difference. That's what I've seen anyway. I play with my buddy Scott when we were playing a lot of Warzone, and he's really good on controller. He would outkill a lot of people a lot of the time, and we were on mouse and keyboard.
Right on. Yeah, I don't know. I prefer a controller, I guess, for FPS.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do. Scotty is one that he won't even attempt to learn it on mouse and keyboard. And I guess now in our 30s, that's probably smart. Stick to what you know.
Yeah, and I used to be exclusively mouse and keyboard when I was, you know, gaming on PC, and then I didn't have a PC for 8 years.
Yeah, I, you know, after playing on console for so long, I go back to playing. I've been playing a little bit of Vampire the Masquerade just to get hyped for the new one. And the WASD feels a little alien. I gotta retrain my hand a little, you know?
That's just my home. Yeah. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. Keyboard is just where my left hand goes. Like, that's it. It's so second nature to me. And I'm kind of backwards. I used to play, from what you are, Spencer, I used to play Xbox all the time, and I was really good at like SWAT on Halo and stuff. I was really good on a controller, and now I don't even want to know. Like, last time I used a controller for first person shooters, I was trying to play some Overwatch, and it was just like, fuck this, I don't even know what my buttons are.
Didn't so, Walter used to play fighting games with a controller on his PC?
If I play fighting games, I'll pick up my sticks. It's way better on a controller than it is on mouse and keyboard. Anything like a platformers, or I don't know, if I were to pick up like when Demon's Souls comes out in 6 months or something like that, I'd probably play that on a controller. I've played Dark Souls on both. I think controller's perfectly fine for games like those. I picked up Ancestors. I'm playing that on controller. So, you know, there's some games that it's less of a precision thing, but when I'm having to be precise, like a first person shooter, I gotta have a mouse. That Ancestors game, by the way, is fucking insane. I can't even believe like how much game there is for, it was only like 8.5 gigs, and it's huge. I don't even think I'm halfway through it, and I've been playing a shit ton of it, and it's a blast. Me and my buddy Chansey it's not multiplayer. I wish it was, but we've just been playing kind of at the same time, exploring different parts of the map, so we can like collaborate from afar, and it's been a lot of fun. That's a cool ass game.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, unfortunately, it just came off of its sale. It'll probably hit another one coming up into the winter sales, but I got it for 50% off, so I was pretty stoked on that. And yeah, looking at my list, I don't really have much else. What have you guys got? What do you want to talk about, David?
TFT.
Didn't you send something? Oh yeah, you wanted to talk about the Xbox as well because found you fell victim to some Facebook propaganda, some Xbox propaganda, huh?
Fake news.
What do you mean I fell victim to? I posted the link for you guys to look at.
You fell for it. Hook, line, and sink.
Fucking idiot.
Libcuck.
No, I mean, there were a few issues in that. There were 14 pictures altogether. Some of them were pictures, videos. You're right. It was a stupid fucking Facebook post. But the point is, there were a couple different issues that were highlighted that, I mean, Keith, you're right. Day one launch, it's going to have a few issues. I mean, I saw something that said they sold, here it is, from screenrant.com, Xbox Series X, X/S sold over 1 million units on launch day alone. So, I mean, we had 14 pictures/videos in that post, maybe 8 to 10 instances. That's a pretty acceptable number.
Yeah, and I think, because I'll explain for our listeners kind of what there's a lot of the hype around some of these videos that have been circulating Reddit and Twitter and stuff is, you know, you have that heavy vent on the top of this Xbox. It's the refrigerator, you know, it stands up, and the top is all holes, and it has a big fan that blows outward, and people have been sharing videos and photos of what looks like smoke billowing out of the top of those vents. Well, it turns out that I can't discredit every single one. Maybe somebody got a smoking Xbox. I really don't know. Hopefully you bought your 3-year warranty, because you just get a new Xbox if that's the case.
I got fooled once with my One X. So
yeah, buy that warranty.
Not again,
sucker.
I mean, for things like this, buy that warranty. You're spending $500 on this thing. Just what is it? $15 for the warranty or something like that?
Yeah. 50.
Okay. Whatever. It's worth it. But anyway, people were taking pictures of this smoke coming out, but it turns out most of these. And I will say most, because I don't know the exact number of these posts that were circulating, were people vaping into their system, and that fan was blowing their vape out of the top of it. So it looked like this heavy smoke coming out of the top of it. Xbox even had to come out and make a tweet, and they said, "We can't believe we have to say this, but please do not blow vape smoke into your Xbox Series X." They got a lot of shit for calling it vape smoke, but that's probably the idiots that were blowing vape into their Xbox that's what they complained about. So don't do that. That's fucking stupid. If you did happen to get a bunk Xbox that has a shit power button or disk drive or something, hey, guess what? You bought a first gen of a brand new console, and that shit happens. Send it back. Get yourself a new one. That's how that shit goes.
Simple solutions.
Not a big deal.
I mean, sometimes these problems don't come up until way later. You look at the red ring of death, you know. These were issues that some people were getting right away, and some people didn't see for 5 years to 10 years on their... I'm seeing Reddit posts of people just now getting the red ring of death on their 360. You know, that was happening to Gen 1 360s, and it was hit or miss, so...
Yeah, you know,
that happens with electronics. Go ahead, David.
I was saying that earlier to somebody else. It's they've had worse launches before. They're like,
yeah,
anyway, no, I was to summarize everything. Since Spencer said that I just completely fell for this hook, line, and sinker, it's all a conspiracy, and this is planned obsolescence on a very rapid pace.
Get cucked. but yeah, that's the.
There really is a pretty severe PS5 storage glitch that has bricked some consoles.
I've seen that, and I've seen people already maxing out their storage like 12 hours into playing. Which, you know, that these external devices that are coming out for at least Xbox, I know, are not cheap. They have they have their solid state kind of memory cards, you know, specially made to have your games on there and stuff. But I think the like 1 terabyte extension is like $300 or something for Xbox. I know it was super expensive.
Wow.
I think it's hold on.
And I don't know what PlayStation has that's similar, but I got to imagine, you know, you're buying external solid states given they are specific to one system most of the time, but that's still expensive. Like to buy one of those for your PC, it's not cheap either.
So the Series X and Series S expandable storage is 1 terabyte for $220.
Okay, so yeah, not quite 300, but that's not cheap. You don't want to fill your shit up day one and have to go buy one of those, and then you get two more games and fill that up and have to get another one. Like they're gonna have to find a way to make this shit more affordable. I don't know. I mean, you have Valhalla and Cold War. How much space are you looking at on your Series X?
Let's see. Cold War was 130 gigs. Valhalla was around 90, 95, something like that. I mean, so
memory just needs to get faster. Memory technology. You're slagging.
Yeah, this is a...
You know, it's not that big a deal. Like, I've got my Xbox hardwired. I can download, you know, 100 gigs in half an hour.
Yeah. Still, it's more the storage space than the time on something like that. That's just the games are getting big. That's why games are getting more expensive. Why development is taking longer. These games are fucking huge. So we're going to have to figure out and hopefully they dial in that streaming shit, because that's going to be the answer to the storage problem. I think.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
All right. Well, you got any news for us, Spencer?
Yes. Let's see here. So you've heard of this new Xbox game, Fuser? Have you seen this?
I haven't, no.
Fuser? F-U-Z-E-R?
F-U-S-E-R.
F-U-S-E-R. I haven't.
It's like a digital music festival where you can like make your own mixes of songs and stuff.
Like your fire.
Okay, do you...
Dead Mouse or something.
So is this like the new version of what like Guitar Hero is turning into now?
Yeah, except you're a DJ instead of, you know, a guitar god.
Okay.
But so it came out and it's got, I don't know, whatever, 30, 40 songs you can mix from to start with. Apparently there's already a bunch of DMCA takedowns on Twitch for people who have been streaming it.
Oh, man. We're going to have to dedicate maybe a whole episode to that, because that whole fiasco is still going on. It is insane. Twitch just had what they called GlitchCon, and they were praising Twitch itself for having such a great year for music, because... I'll give them this, that they did a really good job of bringing in musicians and DJs and stuff to stream their music, but they just went through like huge DMCA strikes where they're cutting people off. Like Voyboy, who's been streaming for almost 10 years now, got a 3-day ban for a VOD from 8 years ago. So yeah, this shit is pretty fucking crazy. the guitarist from Dragon Force. He streams.
I saw that.
He got DMCA striked for playing his own music.
Nope.
So yeah, this is a problem. And that fucking sucks. This brand new game and all these streamers making a living off of playing games can't do that.
What else here? There was a big Capcom leak of a bunch of stuff that they've got in development. So they're making a new shooter. There's going to be a Resident Evil 4 remake. Some kind of Resident Evil multiplayer game. Another couple of Monster Hunter games in production. Bunch of stuff like that, so check that out if you're interested.
You want to go see the movie when it comes out?
I mean, I'm going to watch it at some point, sure.
I mean, if we can...
I don't want to go see anything.
I'm not going to go to the theater for a while, but yeah.
If there are movie theaters left.
We'll do a Hulu watch party.
If you're listening from the future, I mean, you have to be listening from the future. Anyway, since you're
listening
from
the
future, write us back and tell us if theaters still exist. Join our Discord.
We talked about Assassin's Creed having its biggest launch week of any of their titles ever. That's pretty cool.
Hey, we just got a message.
Did we? Xbox has said that supplies for consoles is probably going to remain tight until April of next year.
That's fun.
So keep those F5 fingers ready if you want to get a Series X anytime in the next few months.
Little Billy wants an Xbox for Christmas. Get fucked.
Get fucked.
Oh, and in honor of Mario's 35th anniversary, Nintendo teamed up with Puma and is releasing some Super Mario All-Stars shoes, and they look pretty great.
God damn, this is a huge missed opportunity to team up with Converse All-Stars. What the fuck? I know, right? What the fuck?
I'll drop a link with the pictures in our Discord if you want to take a look at some of these shoes, because... there's absolutely a pair I'm going to be trying to get my hands on.
That's cool. I also saw some sweet-ass kicks coming out. There's some Miles Morales Adidas that are coming out. They look really fucking good.
I saw some cheeseburger shoes that aren't terrible looking.
Cheeseburger shoes,
man, huh? You got terrible taste.
Google cheeseburger shoes.
Fucking get some style, dude. I'm
doing Googling right now. Do you hear my keys? Cheeseburger shoes.
Cheeseburger shoes.
Cheeseburger shoes. Oh my god.
Cheeseburger shoes. I don't know which ones you saw.
I don't know which ones you saw either, but okay. None of them are good.
Okay, I'm looking at a girl with tattoos on her legs. There's like a
knife. Oh, these platforms.
Yeah. Those ones. Yes, those nice. Ones. Now I'm also looking at a cheeseburger hoodie. And
steel.
I mean, I just got a magic hoodie, but cheeseburger hoodie.
Better. I get that. I wouldn't feel.
No,
bad.
I would definitely feel awkward wearing both of these. But cheeseburger shoes are memorable.
You're gonna get the whole cheeseburger jogger suit tracksuit.
It would look like some sort of weird McDonald's Russian. I don't know. I'm trying to imagine this in my head.
Whatever it is, you should get it, and then we won't have to imagine.
These cheeseburger shoes are gross, dude.
You're not supposed to eat them, man.
Oh. Well, then I guess they're okay.
That's your problem.
All right, well, I guess that's our show. Is that all the news? Is that it? No more news?
There's nothing else happened in video games this week.
Okay. No more news. All right, so that's our show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Come join our Discord. Come follow us on Twitter. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com. What else? I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it. All right, have a good week. Yeah. Catch you next week.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.